And welcome to Word of Mom Radio. It's Wednesday, and you know we have our revolving show platform, and today we are here with Branding Beyond Blogging with Glenda Cates. And today we're just going to be talking about ending 2014 with a bang and setting goals for 2015 for your business and everything else. And LM from LM Solutions was going to be here with us today, but, you know, that's the life of a business owner, you know. If she can call in, she will. If she can't, it's just going to be the two of us chatting. So, Glenda, welcome to your show.
Good morning, Miss Story. How are you? Are you ready for 2015?
Hey, you know what? I'm ready for today.
That's me. I'm ready for today. And what happens, happens, just like Elle not being here. It's okay. It's all in God's hands, and that's all we can do.
Right. You know, it is what it is. I mean, yesterday we had Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. We had a huge storm going on out here, and I called Sina, thankfully, about an hour and a half before the show to let her know I was experiencing major technical difficulties, couldn't even get on. Finally able to get into the studio itself just to open it up because she had two guests with her, and then that was it. I just was able to listen to the audio of the show, but it finally precipitated me going out. I bought a brand new laptop, so I feel like a kid in a candy store that I've been sitting here because yesterday the internet was so crazy because of the storms going on here on the East Coast. That, you know what, I went to bed early last night because you know me, my goal in life is to be better every day. And yesterday was not that day. So I was like, I put up a post this morning. I was like, you know, having a goal of being better than you were the day before with the day I had yesterday, this is going to be, you know, this is easy.
I know. I saw you went to bed early and I was like, that's unusual for you. But it's okay. Awesome. Every once in a while, we need to do that. We just need to shut everything down, walk away, and come back tomorrow because it's going to be better tomorrow, always.
You know, and as business owners and especially mompreneurs, you need to give yourself that permission sometimes. You know, you need to just say, I need to unplug, I need to regenerate, and I got up this morning and I started playing on this computer and downloading everything I needed on it. And, you know, there are such great tools out there. There really, truly are. You know, I love Dropbox. It's just such a great app for those of you who aren't using it. It's wonderful because it's a great way to store everything you have in a place where it's not going to affect the memory of your computer at all. You know, because
I just started using it and I found it perfect. It holds pictures. It holds everything, and it's all in one place, and your emails are not junked up, and you're trying to search through them to find that elusive one that you want that somehow ends up lost, and you don't know where it is. So.
Mm-hmm. And if, you know what? It's a great thing because if you have an Android, you can get it. You can download it on your phone. You know, there really are so many things out there. You know, I hear the doggies in the background. See, I love life. I love the life of a mompreneur and
dogs
and kids,
all
of the things. But you know what? It is what it is. And everybody, it's so funny. Every once in a while, I'll be interviewing somebody and they're like, oh, I don't know if I can do the show because my kids may be home. I'm like, we love kid and animal cameos. If my cat were around, she would be chatting with us right now. She has come to the show numerous times, you know, but... It is. But you know what? What we're talking about, you know, ending 2014 with a bang, you know, for your business. You know, for some of us, it's that bang for your business is actually just stepping away from it sometimes. Sometimes walking away gives you a renewed energy, gives you a renewed sense of purpose, you know, and it's not so much, you know, I know we're talking about goals for next year and stuff, but you know, if you set up those humongous goals, sometimes be realistic. As you're setting these goals, be realistic in those goals. You know,
exactly.
Do the things.
Goals are going to change.
Day-to-day. Right, exactly. And you know what? The day to day, the week to week, the month to month, you know, there's so many ways to set up manageable goals. Because let's face it, if you set up the really lofty goals for yourself, and as soon as you start not doing them, there goes that
well,
New Year's resolution right out the window.
Because you're not so stressed. Because I thought that one day I was like, oh, my God, I need to set goals. I need to set goals. And now I'm like, I don't. I set one when I get up in the morning for that day, and I just do day by day. It's easier because with a six-year-old, who has time for goals? You wake up today and they feel good, and you go to bed at night, and they're sick. So life gets in the way, and that's what I'm trying to teach people is, yes, you need goals, but make them reachable. Make them attainable. And don't feel like you fail if you change that goal or if you don't make twice as long as what you thought, because everything is going to grow and it's going to come in its own time. And it's just like the blogs. We've been working on them forever, and we've been working on the gift guide forever, and we just finally shut it down. And I'm opening up the Valentine's guide this week, and people are going, why now? And I'm going, because I don't want to be stressed next year. I just want to go at
right.
my own pace and be able to get it done. One at a time, and not have to worry about running around and chasing things. And today I was searching for a blog planner. Did I find one? No. So I'll go on Facebook and I'll ask a question. Don't be afraid to ask questions if you don't know something, because you're only going to grow. And find people that you don't know and reach out to them and watch them and mentor them, because you can only help by learning from others. And that's why I'm grateful that I have you, Dori, and I have Elle and so many other people. Because if you don't have time to get your goals done, ask somebody for help. Never be afraid. And ask them what their goals are, because they may have something different than you, and you can share your goals and you can work on them together. And it's always easier if you have a support system or somebody you can reach out to and say, hey, I wasn't able to accomplish this today, but I need help tomorrow, because you just don't know what they're struggling with, whether it's another direct seller or even a brick-and-mortar business owner or just a plain mom. How do you know that that mom is not sitting in her house 24/7 looking at the four walls and going crazy and would like to have something to do but doesn't know how to get started or doesn't know who to ask or don't know where to go find something? You might be able to get her to help you with a blog post that day, or host a basket party for you, or even pick up your children from school. You just don't know if you don't ask. And it's not just moms. Dads are out there, too.
And you're fading in and out. I don't know.
I heard that, too.
Yeah.
But Dori will tell you there's dads out there, too, that can help, you know, just reach out to everybody. And so I'm going to let Dori tell us a little bit about some things that she would recommend us doing and using next year so we can all grow, whether it's advertising your business, working on your Facebook page, something small. Dori, what is the number one thing that you would say somebody needs to do to be prepared for next year?
You know, I think one of the biggest things that we need to do to be prepared for next year, like I said, is to just take some time. You know, the holidays can be a really crazy time for some people and a very stressful time. And especially as a mompreneur, you know, you're trying to get everything finished up and whatnot. And taking that break, giving yourself that space to just walk away for a little bit, sometimes it's the healthiest thing that you can do. And like Linda said, setting one goal a day, you know, or going to bed. I know people that go to bed the night before and they have kind of their map for the next day. One of the things, if you are a blogger, I really suggest you go back and listen to the archive of Janice Clark and Social Media Help Not Hype with her editorial filter, setting up your editorial calendar, because it gets overwhelming. You know, what am I going to say? What do I have to say? Blah, 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 blah. And Janice did a great, it's just a 30-minute podcast on how to create that editorial calendar that is going to help you have things kind of in that big picture where you can look and schedule in the things the way you need to schedule them. Take advantage of the apps that are out there that are going to help you with your business, that are going to help you be more productive. And I have to encourage all of our listeners, we are doing a Facebook experiment that we are going to be launching the beginning of next year. I don't know if you've noticed on your business pages, the algorithms have changed again on Facebook because they really want people to pay to be online there. And if you are not paying, your post reach can have gone from, you know, over 1,000 to 5 in a day because they've changed everything. So, Janice, we have put together an experiment. A couple of years ago, we did one back when it was EdgeRanker. And Tuesday, we're going to have a live call-in show to ask, so you can ask any questions and things like that with Janice. But I really encourage you, go to her BizM Solutions page and put your, you know, tell her that you want to be in. Make sure that you give her your business page. It's all of these things that we are all doing as hosts here on Word of Mom Radio to support your business. That's what I love about these shows. I love the fact that Glenda comes here, you know, every month with this out-of-the-box thinking and out-of-the-box marketing and shares her hometown highlights and the hometown sponsors that she has for when people are in her area or the events that she's doing, because she's constantly out there not only marketing herself but showing other people how to market themselves and the ways that they can do it, the out-of-the-box thinking that can happen when you step out of your own way. You know, Sina and Janice are here every Tuesday with Social Media Help Not Hype and Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And again, just other ways to manage your business and build your business and get through the day-to-day of trying to make your business work. When you are doing this by yourself, you have to know every little tool you can use to make your
life.
And they
change every day.
Yes, they do. And the way, and you know, I'm serious. Janice has done so many Facebook update shows, Facebook change shows. I mean, you know, we could actually just do a show on that. Have that be a monthly show because it's constantly changing. You know, and let's face it, you are out there marketing yourself, making networking work is what it's all about. You know,
it
because
is.
If you're
and
just
it's
out
like,
there,
you know, and it doesn't matter if you're in a direct sell or if you're a brick-and-mortar business or if you're a blogger, you have to have all these avenues. I mean, I didn't think about it 2 or 3 years ago, you know, when I first started about even doing network meetings as a blogger, but I started going to network meetings. I went ahead, I joined a local chamber because it's another avenue. It gets you to meet local business owners. It gets you local clients. And I never thought that I would say this. I've pretty much taken the whole month of December off. I mean, yeah, I'm working on my gift guide and stuff, but I've only gone to one meeting, and that was the chamber, and I'm enjoying it, you know. And I'm going to come back, and yeah, my stats are going to have fallen because I didn't blog every single day. But it's okay. It's fun. I've been able to do more with Charlie. Don't stress so much over the little things, the stats, the sales and things, because they'll come, because you're going to come back fresh and you're going to come back newer and you're going to stand back and you're going to look at the things you were doing last year and you're going to have a fresh mind and you're going to be saying, oh, wow, well, that wasn't working. Maybe that's why I needed to walk away and take that time. And when you're out there, spend one day taking a class like Dory and Janice's class, or watch a video, watch something. Make it a point to try and learn something new every day because, yeah, you may not use every single thing that you learn, but even if you don't, somebody else might learn from you. And who knows, the person that's teaching that class may become one of your best friends, and you just never know where it's going to lead. And it's just, it's opening doors again. And just step back and look at it. I'm excited to get into the class that they're going to be doing and see what I can learn.
Glenda, I actually think you should call back in and see if it'll reset your phone connection
Okay.
I really do, because you keep coming in and out.
Okay, let me do that.
Probably the best thing to do. So I'm just going to chat until you get back here and talk some more about goals. You know, again, we can all set goals that are attainable or goals that will just completely knock us off the mark. And there's no sense in trying to make yourself reach for something, you know, that you know you can't do. And very often that self-sabotage that gets in our own way. I like what Glenda's talking about setting a goal a day, especially if you're doing something different with your business. You know, taking it one small step at a time, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't have to, you can't build a 50-story building in a day. You actually have to go floor by floor. You can put up the frame, which is doing your homework. It is going into these archives of all of the different shows that we have here for you. Not for nothing. And I'll say it, Janice Clark and Zena Block charge a lot of money for the information that they share here freely. You know, same thing with Glenda. You know, you can hire her to do things for you, and you can come here and hear from her on her show for free. You know, because
exactly.
These women are giving of their time and their talent, you know, to do that for you. Welcome back. Hopefully we've got a clear connection again.
Let's hope. And that's something that I do. I'm out and about in the community. I try to go out. I try to go to craft fairs. I try to do things because you just never know where your next lead, your next friend's going to be, who you're going to meet, you know, and what services you're going to learn. It's just, it's always thinking outside the box. Dory is always doing plays and different things, and I just sit back and I listen. And I got to go on press the other day to the gluten-free festival here in Dallas, which is huge. I work with Word of Mom Radio. Doors will open that you never know will open if you just stand back and let them. Don't push, because it's not going to happen. You're going to have your mind open and be free and just think outside the box. A couple of months ago, I was looking for a face painter, and everybody I called was too high. So I reached out to a tattoo artist, and they came, and they did the most wonderful face painting I ever saw. I mean, I will use them forever. And again, it's thinking outside the box. Look at Janice's courses. Look at the ones. There's moms on here that teach crafts and things. You've got children. You don't think you can work from home because you have small children. Yes, you can. Get them involved in your business. Have them put labels on catalogs. Have them go with you. Charlie goes with me every single place I go. David does the photography. Bring in your family. Bring in your neighbors. Bring in your friends. You know, if they want to stand back and scoff because, oh, you work from home and no, you don't do anything, bring them into a day of what you do. And let me tell you, at the end of those hours,
Glenda, I don't know why you're in and out like this. I really don't. I'm actually thinking that we may want to end this and record something, and I can upload it.
Okay,
because
that's
fine. You really are sharing great information, and I want people to hear it. I know you have so much that you want to share. Okay, we're calling in on a different line, too. Let's see if that works. Hi, this is Dory.
Hi,
hello.
Dory.
Hi.
It's Elle.
Hi, Elle.
Hi, guys.
You know what? Actually, there's something going on with our connection here. Hi, Elle. We are going, you know what? The show is going in and out. Hopefully, let's hear, you know, if you're coming in clearer. I don't know what's going on. And
I was trying
you know,
to listen.
We
I was
really want
to
share this information with everybody.
And it was going in and out.
And I'm having
very
hard
trouble hearing. You know what, ladies?
That.
All right, here's what I'm going to say. Let's end this show. I'm going to take out this archive. Let's go on my conference line. I will send you guys both a message right now with the call. Let's record this show, and then I can upload it to here, and everybody can hear it in archive.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds fine.
Okay.
You guys can't even hear me. That's what we're going to do. So sorry about that, everybody. We are going to end this episode now, and we're going to re-record it. Unbelievable.